Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the LCMS National Youth Gathering in Christ Alone. We are in the Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana, and joining me at the table now, one of our young adult volunteers at the National Youth Gathering, Josh Laborious. Good morning. I guess it helps if I make sure your mic's on.
Yeah, I think maybe just a little bit.
There you go. Wait, now we can hear everybody here.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And we're going to hear a lot of background, a lot of activity going on here in the convention center as well. It's starting to warm up in here and get a little little busy here.
Yeah, we got to make sure it's ready for all the young youth and I guess even younger children. I've seen some like 12-year-olds here getting ready to learn and enjoy and play basketball and hurt each other, you know, all the fun things.
I've seen even younger that even a few families with their young children as well here.
Yeah.
My son came along as well to help with the KFUO booth, and he's two, going to be three soon, and
he helped hand out some KFUO
gear over the last couple of days. My wife and son are here helping with this as well. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Joshua. You're from Florida.
Yeah. Well,
originally
born in California.
Uh-huh.
Lived in Ohio, then Florida, and now my family lives in Georgia, but I actually go to school up in Nashville, Tennessee, at Vanderbilt University. So, anchor down, go Commodores.
What are you studying there at Vanderbilt?
I am a double major in educational studies and theoretical mathematics with a minor in computer science, and I'm going to use all those wonderfully painful classes to go to seminary. So exciting stuff.
Did you say theoretical mathematics?
Theoretical mathematics. So the stuff that I learn about has no real application. I don't have to deal with like the realities of the world. I just get to play around in numbers.
With numbers. and you're going to use that. You're planning on going to seminary?
Yes, sir.
In a year?
Yes, sir. Fall of 2017. You know, God willing.
And tell me about some of the other things you do at Vanderbilt, and when you're not studying or you know, working with numbers that have no real application.
Well, I am one of the lead student managers at our campus dining hall, and I've been afforded the opportunity. Up until this year, our retention rate for freshmen that we hire is about 33%. People don't really like working for us, so I have been given permission with very little oversight to develop a program to support employees so maybe we don't lose 70% of them. So I spent a lot of time with that. I am the program director for Vandy Radio over there. Way different from you guys, but still, it's still a fun time. And those are the big things I do there. I used to work at the admissions office, but that's over.
Now, working for the campus radio station, did you get to do any live remote broadcasts like this?
Yes. Our gear weighs about 100 pounds more than yours does. It's from about 100 more years ago. But, we broadcast like soccer games and lacrosse games. Not football games, though, because ESPN, they don't like sharing.
So you cover a lot of sports.
Yes, sir.
You know, you could, that's what we should have had you do. Cover this live sports from the National Youth Gathering, KFUO sports programs.
Oh, man. That would have been
I don't
fun.
Think we have any sports programs on KFUO. Last time I checked,
I think about 25% of Vandy Radio's program is sports. Whether it's live coverage or people talking about what teams they think are terrible, good, you know, what people's private opinions about how the Colts are the best.
That makes sense like that. For a campus radio station, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So I guess we could cover Lutheran sports at the National Youth Gathering.
Yeah. You could
report live.
Which Concordia is on top or whatever.
Well, we saw that yesterday with the presidents. Let's see, Concordia University Chicago versus Concordia University Irvine. As president of Concordia Chicago versus, I think, the vice president from Concordia Irvine.
That's not really a fair fight, is it?
They were on the challenge course, the obstacle course. Over in the colleges section.
Ah.
Yeah.
You think there's any video of that?
It is. It's on Facebook.
Ooh, okay.
Facebook Live from the National Youth Gathering.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
I suggest the rest of you do that too.
You could have been doing the commentary all along, the whole time. Well, tell me a little bit about why you were interested in serving as a young adult volunteer here at the National Youth Gathering.
Well, I had been here previously two times. I was here the last time. It was in New Orleans, and that was 2010. And I also went in San Antonio, Texas, and I really got a lot out of these gatherings. It was really cool to see just the incredible number of youth and the experience that everyone was sharing. So I was really excited to kind of see behind the scenes and see how it all worked. And in addition to that, I thought that once I got into that pastoral role, it would really be helpful for me to know kind of how the inner mechanisms of this giant event works, hopefully so I can be patient when, like, registration and things go on.
So, you know, just 25,000 people.
Yeah, just
so
only 25,000.
Well, tell me about your responsibilities at this gathering. You have every Yav has a they have different jobs, sometimes different every day, sometimes the same job throughout the week. What's your responsibility? What have been some of your key responsibilities here?
Well, my main responsibility is about 200 feet down in the convention hall where we are right now. We're building a 6-foot by 6-foot logo for the National Youth Gathering, the Flor de Lis, I hope that's right, for the gathering. And we're building it out of Lego, and it's over 40,000 pieces. So I have been in charge of making sure none of those pieces walks off, and everything fits, and when things don't fit, adjustments are made. So that's what I've been spending the last two or three days doing.
Working with Legos.
I get to play with Legos all day.
Just don't take off your shoes and accidentally step on them. Legos hurt when you step on them.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
So you're building the logo, the fleur-de-lis, for which is the In Christ Alone logo for this gathering.
Yes,
building
sir.
That out of Legos with the participants here at the gathering. That's impressive.
And they're having a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of groups come and get to work together on it, and I guess it's kind of a team building exercise because it's kind of a puzzle and our instructions aren't perfect all the time.
What do you know about the fleur-de-lis?
I know it was a symbol of French royalty at some point, and as a result it was on like all the architecture in New Orleans, which started off as a French city and kind of got adopted by surrounding. That's what I absorbed while I was definitely paying attention to my Southern religion and culture class.
Well, certainly we do see it in French culture, which we see here in New Orleans as well with the Cajun and Creole. But I think, if I understand correctly, the fleur-de-lis, and one of the reasons why it's part of the gathering logo, there are three parts to it,
mm-hmm.
yet it's one piece.
I never thought about it like that. That's pretty great.
The three in one. It can be used as a reminder of the Trinity,
there
Father,
you
Son, and Holy Spirit.
I'm never going to look at the Saints football team the same way again.
Thus, used by the Saints. A reminder, when one is a saint, one is called, one is given that name, a saint, by God.
Yeah.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
That's really cool.
So, working on the Lego artwork of the National Youth Gathering logo In Christ Alone this week, the fleur-de-lis. Any other jobs you've had throughout the week, or any other in your preparation for the gathering?
Well, we got here about 2 days before all the participants to kind of help train, and we're actually on call 24/7. So, like, if I've been doing the mass event with my group, if someone has questions or if they're lost or they need help finding the bathroom or they got separated from their group, I'm there to be a helping hand, to be a friendly face, to help them out. So kind of just walking around, getting people hyped, keeping my face paint on the best I can, and trying to keep my voice as well. So all of these are the responsibility of the young adult volunteer.
Well, that brings me to my next question. For someone, for that young person thinking about applying to be a young adult volunteer in the future, what's your advice for someone who is maybe thinking about it, not sure if they want to do it?
What I would tell them is I actually was very nervous about it. You know, the weeks leading up to it, I was really thinking a lot, you know, what have I signed up for? What did I just get myself into? Because I'm not a super outgoing person, so I was like, I'm not going to know anyone here. I'm going to have to meet new people. This could be rough. And since then, like, I have already decided I'm going to do this again. The fellowship you have with these people and the work that we do, it's just so incredible, both to grow in my faith and grow and kind of widen my perspective of how the faith interacts with individuals, and also just seeing these kids and seeing them as they're growing and as they're learning to connect their faith with the faith of their parents or their pastors.
What advice would you give to a first-time young adult volunteer who's, you know, it's a, maybe a week out, a month out as they're preparing to come to the National Youth Gathering in 2019. What do they need to know?
I would say be prepared for anything is the number one. Like, the fewer expectations you go in with, I think the better off you are. Not to say that you'd be disappointed, but I think if you go in with a mindset of I'm here to help and I'm here to absorb whatever I can rather than looking for something specific, I think it helps with the experience because then you don't miss out on anything because you're looking for something else. And buy orange face paint because it's great.
Orange because that's the color of the shirts
that
of
is the color
young adult volunteers.
Of the young adult volunteers. They actually, it's kind of a community. We call it Orange Nation. And like throughout the time between gatherings, there are service events and stuff like that that we all do together, which is really cool. And I haven't been told, but I'm assuming the orange started because it's really easy to see. Like, if you're in a room and you're like, oh no, where's my group? Oh no, where's food, bathroom, etc.? You can just look for the bright orange shirt, and hopefully those are easy to spot.
I would agree that that's probably the likely reason.
There are a couple of groups here, though, that have similar orange shirts, and I'm looking around, I'm like, why are all those yavs hanging out over this? It's like, did someone collapse or something? Do I need to call the hotline? But yes, Orange Nation.
Yes, I've noticed that a few friends have mentioned that too. In addition to the Orange Nation, orange shirts of young adult volunteers, community life builders wear yellow shirts, so they're easily identifiable.
Yes.
And occasionally, a youth group will overlook that in their preparations and plan to all wear yellow shirts or orange shirts, and then they get mistaken for young adult volunteers or CLBs, community life builders, while they're at the gathering.
As long as they're willing to get conscripted, you know, I'm okay with that. Wear all the orange you want.
Well, I know you have some Legos to get back to here in just a little bit. Parade will be lining up and coming through the convention center here in just a few minutes as well. What are you looking forward to with just about a minute left? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to worship tomorrow because the last worship service is always really cool. It's always really great to see 25,000 people communing all at once. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. Me too. I'm looking forward to the divine service tomorrow. I think it's going to be a fantastic time to gather together, receive God's good gifts in word and sacrament. Josh, it's been great talking with you. I'll let you get to your Legos. Thanks for being a young adult volunteer and being my guest here on Faith and Family today.
My pleasure. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. I'm Andy Bates, reporting live from the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans, in Christ alone, on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for over 90 years.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.